Here we are, here we are. This is an absolutely chance encounter. I'm out walking in my neighbourhood, and who should I bump into but the Labour Party candidate for the constituency of Cork North Central, John Gilmore, who I'm also... John Gilroy again. John Gilroy, you're fresh from canvassing, are you?
We're fresh and freezing, Paul. It's terribly cold out here this evening. But yes, we've had a fantastic two-hour canvass in this immediate area.
Okay, look, I just want to get a quick idea. Give me some of the messages you heard on the doorstep in this neighbourhood this afternoon.
Okay, the one thing that's coming across loud and clear to us is that everyone is extremely concerned, even more concerned about the economy now than they were even a few weeks ago. The major issues coming up at a national level are the bank bailout. Everybody that we were talking to, a great deal of people who we were talking to, are saying Ireland can't afford the interest rates we're paying, and we agree with that.
So that's what people are actually saying to you on the doorstep.
This is a particular election, Paul. Normally in elections, and this is the eighth one I've been involved in, you hear mostly local issues. The number of local issues we're hearing now are very, very small indeed. People are worried about the national issues, and quite rightly they would be, because the national issues have a serious bearing on the incomes and lifestyles of virtually everyone in this country.
And how many houses have you been to this afternoon in this around my neighbourhood? How many houses have you been into?
Well, this estate, Paul, we've been out since about 1 o'clock, and we probably covered... Did we cover 400 houses, lads? Did we do 500? Maybe 500 houses, yeah.
And who are you with? Tell me, who's your team here? Do you want to introduce me to...
Pat McGrath.
Pat, say hello.
How are you getting on?
Have you ever done canvassing before?
I have indeed. I started out with the party in the 2009 local elections with John Keller above in Mayfield Ward. And now I got involved with John then, John Gilroy afterwards. And I've been working very, very hard on this canvass.
And will you be canvassing right the way through, or are you just doing it for a short while?
No, right the way through. I'm head first in this campaign. I'm very involved. I'm glad to be involved, you know.
Lovely. Introduce me to the next man.
This man here is Jim Quinn.
Jim?
First time I got... Jim Quinn is my name, and first time I got involved in politics 7 years ago when John was first elected as a councillor. Like, before that, I had no interest in politics. Now, I am interested, and I'm still not interested in politics, but I'm interested in this new politics, new man. I hope we're trying to get elected as a TD so we can bring as much as he can for Glenmire.
Do you actually enjoy canvassing, tell me, or is it a real pain in the neck?
No, it's enjoyable, very enjoyable now, I must say. Especially it's over here and at the doorstep is, as long as you're not Fianna Fáil, people don't mind, like, you know.
That's what we're hearing. Like,
look, introduce me to the next man.
Next man here is David Gilroy.
David, hello. Come on. How did you get on this afternoon?
Yeah, it was very interesting. It was very good. We've canvassed a number of houses around the area, as John was saying.
Have you been talking to men or women or both?
We've been talking to both.
Any difference between what men say and what women say, by any chance?
Obviously the language used is different, but essentially the message is the same. People are very concerned about themselves, about their own private lives. We're very much obviously been affected by national issues, as John already highlighted. And obviously people are very, very scared, I suppose is a very good word, because are unsure about what the futures hold, particularly in a very nice estate like this one.
What's particular about an estate like this one is, like, it's a new estate, so, you know, you've got a lot of young families here who are paying big mortgages, you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are concerned, you know, because they obviously they're negative equity.
No.
And, you know, they want to get out of it, so...
No, Paul, one thing I'd like to finish off this conversation is... Are you going to have a word for the local man?
You want to canvass me?
I
do have a vote. Okay, we'll give the last word to John Gilroy himself. John, how cold are you?
I'm freezing, and we're stopping now. We don't want to be disturbing anyone on a Saturday evening.
Yeah.
It's time to... I'd love to keep going, and the team here, these are my three best canvassers.
Now, look, there's only one person in our little group here who has no vote, right? He's too young. It's my dog.
We'll be nice to him, Paul, if the owner has a vote.
All right, look, guys, I wish you all the best. Nice talking to you. What a nice chance encounter.
You're more than welcome to go and canvass with us anytime you want as well.
I'm not canvassing for anyone. I'm simply trying to understand how does this election process work. That's what I'm here to do, really, to try to get find out what the kind of opinions people like yourselves have.
It's disillusionment.
And what kind of a reception you get from people.
It's disillusionment with politics. People are very disillusioned with the way things are run, and it has to change, and that's what John's going to do. We're going to change it and reform the whole system. That's our aim, and that's what we want to be in there for.
John Gilroy, have quite a team here. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
good
Paul.
Luck.
Good luck.
Get warm, guys. Bye.
Bye. Take care.